sync claps anymore.
Shut up, Theo. No, we don't do sync those. Claps. The fuck?
We brought him back. Even though he stinks of piss and shit.
Am I your first returning guest?
Returning guest.
That's how desperate we are.
Yeah.
No,
that's how
bad we are. It's because we all know my podcast was the best one you've ever done.
It weren't bad. It wasn't bad.
It's definitely like top 39. For sure. Welcome to episode 39, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate me and Chip have actually been doing a few together, but the next few we've actually got some guests lined up, so you guys will be glad to know it's not just us two. That's none of your business, actually.
Sorry, guys. I just came
out. That's disgusting.
Mind. Sorry.
By the way, I was out for Chip's birthday dinner, okay? And we're in a fancy restaurant.
So when was this?
Complete cap. Complete cap, guys.
What birthday dinner was this?
The one you weren't invited to.
Yeah.
So just shut up and listen to the story, okay? So me and Chip, we were out, right? A fancy, fancy restaurant. And he has no table manners, this man.
The worst.
Like, taking him
guys,
out
I do. It's,
no,
it was
no, you don't. You don't.
No table manners and no taste.
What?
Oh, my God, Jerry. Anyways, what he did was he's literally just talking. And then in the middle of talking, he just lets out a huge burp. And I'm sat there. I'm looking at him
I swear at the moment.
Are you fucking serious?
Listen, I'll back you on this one.
Sometimes you...
You'll back me. Thank you, brother.
I will, because like a burp, you can't really hold in. Yeah. A fart, you can hold in.
You can suppress a burp.
No, but sometimes, like, I swear to God, sometimes like that shit will not...
There's no control.
I can't suppress it and it just goes.
You can always suppress a burp.
I swear to God, when I'm talking, if I'm in the middle of a conversation, a burp comes, it just comes out sometimes.
Yeah.
That's childish. You lot are actually childish.
Anyway, I want to thank Cal Freezy for taking me away for my birthday.
That's what best friends do.
Hang about. I got invited.
He paid for the whole shebang, by the way.
I did. I got invited. I said no.
Really?
Yeah, but
what a surprise. You couldn't make it.
No, there was a reason, though.
Too busy fingering your own asshole.
Yeah, that's really poor. Why wouldn't you come, then? If you were invited, why didn't you come?
On a walk, were you on a
FC match, boys.
Huh?
I had my first preseason match.
No, I know where you were.
So you went to a preseason match instead of one of your good pals' birthdays.
Yeah. Excuse me, I FaceTimed him.
Did you even play?
15 minutes into his birthday.
That's
what did you do?
That's true. Cal was first, though.
I was there. I was jacking him off.
I FaceTimed him because I was lonely. I forgot it was birthday.
Really? Oh, my God.
No. I'm capping. That's how you say it,
why does it sound weird when you say it?
It's like, I don't know.
Because he's from the South and he says, bah.
I'm capping, brother.
How did your first season, or how did your first game of preseason go?
Huh?
How did it go, Theo?
Yeah, it went well.
Did you win?
Well, we played against a county league side, and obviously we're Sunday league side. We lost 7-2. But it was one of them where actually we were genuinely really pleased with how we played, because four of them...
Listen, hear me out.
Technically, we only lost 3-2 because we had four monumental defensive errors and they don't really
count. And you were happy with that, were you?
So were you drilling the defence?
Apart from the monumental defensive errors, we actually played really well against a county... We're a Sunday league against a county side.
Yeah.
New Haven. I scored, obviously.
Did you actually?
You scored one of the two goals.
I scored one of the two
goals. Was it the free kick?
No, I almost scored a free kick.
Was it a header?
No, it was a left-footed finesse bottom left.
Ooh, what a little
cultured finish.
Little RB on it.
Outside of the boot, inside of the boot.
No, the balls come, you know, cut back.
No one cares. So you guys got peppered 7-2. We didn't get peppered.
Speaking of which, I took myself off just before half time. Uh-huh. I hit a new max heart rate. 211.
Not healthy, by the way.
You can't die, man. That would be so annoying.
I started shaking, go dizzy, almost passed out.
Did you actually?
Yeah, legit. I ran off. Everyone's like shit in their pants.
Really?
I ran off and almost fell over, and I just necked a load of glucose and water. And I was like, all right, we're calm.
Fuck. Waited
15 minutes,
shit,
went back on scored.
Always miss the good stuff.
Hold on a second. You're just breezing over the fact that you ran off the pitch with a heart rate of 211.
I didn't realize it was that high at the time. I just felt a bit ropes.
Really?
I've worked hard for the team. That's what happens when you work hard.
Mate, you might have something wrong with you. Have you explored that?
I have. Yeah. I've had echocardiograms. I've had ECGs. I've had heart rate monitor.
Hiya.
Why are you moved up next to me
Just getting involved in the podcast.
By the way, your back posture is exactly how you usually sit.
Just getting involved in the podcast. I'm just, you know, just gonna let know how you guys are.
Nah, fuck you, man. Let's go, Cal.
What? Get me in. Talk to me.
Then talk to something relevant then. You just talk over people.
He's got a good back posture compared to me. Fair enough.
Right now, I'm leaning over, though.
I saved a video last night on how to fix my back posture on TikTok.
Me too.
Did you actually?
One with the roll behind neck. Yeah.
And then the feet up in the chair.
Yeah, it was that though.
Was it that
I didn't get that excited, but
excited. I'm like, this is it. This is goodbye, Nerdknack. Hello.
Yeah, what do they call it? They actually have a name of it.
Yeah,
Nerdknack.
Yeah.
No, it's like
Even Athlete X made a video on how to fix Nerdknack. And that's so
listen up, you fucking nerds. Yeah, sat there like this. Although I'm sat there like this right now, but I feel it's because it's like the way our podcast is.
Every time I walk around town I legit go out of my way to like stand up straight because I'm so conscious that someone's gonna take a photo of me. I'm gonna be like,
yeah.
And I get too ridiculed now.
Nerd neck.
Bro, do you remember the pic from you at the Sidemen game? That was a bad...
The cursed image. It's called the cursed image.
It wasn't edited as well, was it?
No, man, bro.
He claims to this day that Joe still get it.
He didn't. I spoke to Joe about it. He said, I didn't.
Oh, wait, you dropped him a text saying, yo, about that Cal Freeze bit.
Yesterday, in fact. In preparation for the podcast. I said,
yeah.
Legit, talk to
that, that image has followed me around like a bad...
One of the greatest images of all time, though.
The TikTok meme of What's-Her-Face walking onto Love Island.
What's-Her-Face? Oh, yeah. Lover.
I think she's called Rachel. And the way she walks on like in Love Island, she walks on like a hunchback wolf, right? Kind of like my cursed image, my edited cursed image. And people just kept making like TikToks about how it's like the same thing. And I was creasing. I think it's just because she can't walk in heels.
I've only just realized it is that wolf from Harry Potter. That's what you look
like. That's what it's meant to be. Yeah, the werewolf.
From Harry Potter. Lupin, yeah.
I would like to address it. This was during a time and it was actually hilarious. Do you remember when like Joe Sugg, Casper Lee, Connor Maynard, Jack Maynard, Josh Peters, all of them were hanging around together and they would make YouTube videos together. Yeah. And it was so funny. What would happen was Joe Sugg, and I think it was Connor Maynard started it, I'm not sure, but what they do, they'd make small edits. Really subtle edits in pictures. Like, for example, they would make like someone's forehead, like I'm talking like an inch bigger, but it's to the point where you go, geez, I didn't notice that Casper Lee had a bigger forehead.
Like, I remember seeing one, everyone's trying to work out, like, wait, is that edited?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's golden. It's golden.
It's realistic photoshopping, but makes you question.
And is that what you're thinking? You're questioning the authenticity of this said image.
Well, I know it's not real because I have the original.
I've seen you in some mad spots, bro, and I know that you can get
mad spots.
Yeah, I know this man. If it, it would, yeah, very flex. We had a flex off recently.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you were weirdly flexible, actually.
I think you could suck your own deck.
No, he said he could.
I said when I was a kid, bro. I swear to you, I could.
What?
It was mad. What? You couldn't.
You couldn't do it, bro.
Well, me and Chip both could.
Bro, I was living a different lifestyle from early doors.
I suck my own dick.
Why do you say that like
that? Suck my own dick.
I enjoyed the flex off, though. It was good fun.
Yeah, it's called the cereal box game. It's where you, like, you try and like, you have to pick bite up cereal box. And the cereal box, you keep tearing it off to get smaller and smaller. Great game, though. I would recommend
Honestly.
You have one of the worst flexibility I've ever seen, Theo. Why is that?
I do yoga. No, I can touch my toes.
I can't.
Yeah, I've got more flex than this guy.
Yeah, that's not an accomplishment, though.
My hamstrings, back in the a couple of years ago, I went to a physio and he said these are the worst hamstrings I've ever seen. And
they
he
made
compared
a fucking,
me to a 60-year-old.
What did he say was wrong with them, though?
They've never seen something so tight in his life.
Really?
Class from you, that, Theo.
But now I've been improving them.
Are you enjoying the single life?
Yeah, it's actually so much fun. Honestly, it's green on the other side, lads.
Yeah. Is it greener on them walks?
Oh, look at them.
Is it greener on them walks that you've been going on?
I've been going on a lot of walks recently. I walk all the way to the station.
With who?
Wait, do you go on walks? Wait, do you go on walks?
I genuinely do a lot of walking.
I like walking.
I've been doing about 20,000 steps a day.
That's a lot, but Cal the Dragon does 100,000 steps a day. Like, that's great and all, Theo, and I'm happy for you.
In 3 hours.
In 3 hours.
Is that what he said on TikTok, on a live?
Yeah. In 3 hours, he did 100,000 steps compared to your measly 20,000 in a day.
Yeah, but I'm also built different. He's a fucking liar.
You telling me Cal the Dragon's capping?
No.
Like, there's no way
his head's gone. His head's gone.
No, bro. He's.
Have you not seen some of the shit he's come out and said?
Yeah, he doesn't lie, man. You've got more of a track record of capping. For example, the last time you were on this podcast, you said that Chip likes girls to dress up as a Jedi.
That's true.
For him.
That's I found true. It on his bed.
I've never had that yet. I would love that, but it's not happening.
And also,
yet.
Another thing he said you're lying about. He said he didn't shit in Shoreditch. He did. And about 2 months ago, he sent me a selfie of this is where it was. I will send you the photo.
Yeah, we'll sling it up if we have it.
I will sling it up.
It's complete cap. Never happened.
You are becoming
a capper.
Yeah, a lot of people in the comments are saying you might be resident capper of the podcast.
Sir
resident capper.
Captain Baker.
Why are you hitting with that?
I had to let him know, you know.
No, but it is.
Anyone had a chance to listen to KSI's latest album? Just dropped as of yesterday.
Yeah, it came out last night.
I listened to a few songs like 6 weeks ago. It's decent.
Mm-hmm. What, you got the early exclusive?
Yeah, on your rooftop.
Mm. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That was good. I haven't listened to it since it came out though.
There's
sorry.
One.
Yo,
tune
you playing? You leaking tunes, bro?
I had to let the boys off.
Not
gas.
To deal. You can't trust Mr. Capalot.
No. Mr. Capalot. Where is
it? Don't let this stick. I'm Capalot. A very honest guy.
He's got one tune, right, and it's called No Time.
Is it by Lil Durk?
It's by KSI actually, but
with
it's
KSI. It is Lil Durk, right?
Yeah,
Lil Durk. Yeah,
and it is the best tune he's ever made.
Is it?
Like, it's like there's this bit. It's like,
I think I've listened to this
it. It just goes into like this high pitch, like that, and I'm there. This shit's going.
Can't do it again. Do
that one for us one more time, bro.
Like that.
Yo,
damn, bro, it really hits.
Now do the rest of the song.
And he's got another tune with Future and 21 Savage.
That's pretty mad, you know.
21 bitches.
That's actually pretty mad. 21 Savage. And Future.
Yeah, two British artists and Future on the track. That is impressive.
Yeah, 21 Savage.
Sir 21 Savage.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? He went from Heskey time.
Isn't Heskey on the KSI show?
By the time this goes out, the KSI show will have happened.
But he's already put an Instagram up with him and Heskey.
He's with Heskey for it, which is going to be, it should break the internet.
It's going to be wild.
That's pretty mad because I always thought Heskey wasn't a fan of the song.
I don't think
he was a fan of the song.
Yeah, I wonder why. Why would he not have been a fan of the song?
Because it made him look like a shit.
Well, it's a bit more than that.
At football?
I think there was also a lot of other things said.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
It made him look bad at football. Yeah. That's probably what it was.
But it's nice to see that life does come full circle.
Oh yeah, it does come full circle.
There's a lot of people in that that thing. They've got like Logan Paul's in it as well.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ross
and Elaine Kelly.
Elaine DeGeneres.
It's Lorraine.
And who else like big is in it? There's quite a few people.
Logan Paul.
So maybe you said that one.
Sidemen.
Sidemen are in it.
Cal Freezy.
I actually did get asked to do it, but on the day that filming was, I had different commitments already, so I actually couldn't go on.
Yeah, it was my
birthday. Your fee was too big, wasn't it?
My what?
Your fee.
My fee was mega. No, all the boys did it for free. I don't know whether. That's a good question. I wonder if those big names. I think Logan did it for free.
And he just copped the travel.
Yeah, that's a good
travel expenses.
Travel expenses.
Do you reckon he came in a private jet?
Yeah,
it's across the sea, big sea though.
I wonder. Also, the border's shut. So do you reckon Logan Paul ever flies commercial anymore?
That's a good point. Like the borders are shut. Like.
Yeah, but if you're big time, Logan
Paul, like,
if you got Boris's number, you just ring him up and be like, lad.
You got to let me in. I got to be on the KSI.
Get
him
in a blower.
Get BJ on it.
Get a BJ on what?
That was
on a plane.
That was nuts. Theo always comes through with the most sus stuff. Answer my question. Do you reckon Logan Paul ever flies commercial? Like, even when he goes abroad? Like, I'm talking a long flight.
If he goes to Australia, he'll have to. Yeah. No, I don't know when it will go to Australia. But I always see him and Jake just getting private jets around America. But it's a different life, I hear. You don't see them doing that in the UK. We just get trains.
Where are we going to get a private jet to? Newcastle?
We get the train.
Sunderland.
Quicker. I got a private jet to Newcastle once.
Really?
Legit got a private jet to Newcastle.
What was that for?
I was just a bit bored one day. I was like, I'll just get a private jet.
No, Jake. big money maker.
I've never been on a private jet.
I flew from Luton to Newcastle in a private jet.
What for? Like a football game?
Football match, yeah. I played at St. James's Park and scored.
You are actually a fucking baller.
Can't stop this capping up because you actually do.
No, he actually
this
did. I know.
What was it? Brand deal or something? Like
the Sports Direct. I went on Mike Ashley's plane.
Really? Yeah. I've never been on one.
I sat in the cockpit while we landed. Class. Everyone else in the back was like, "We think we're gonna die," because apparently it was like proper like
turbulence.
Really? But because I was in the cockpit, I trusted the lads in charge, and I just wasn't scared.
That's nice. Did you know that before 9/11? You used to be able to go into the cockpits.
Yeah, I did.
I went in a lot
of them.
So
did I. So did I when I was four.
Yeah, and you used to literally.
And they put the eye hole on the doors as well.
Yeah, you used to just be able to walk in there. I used to sit there for 20 minutes. I'd ask the pilot what all the buttons do. Obviously, I'm a kid. And then 9/11 came along and that went out the window ASAP.
By that age, I hadn't even been on a plane yet.
Really? When was
that? Did you ever go on like family holidays growing up?
Yeah, but like not until like my parents got their fucking bread up.
Really?
Once they got the bread up, then I was hitting up.
At what age?
Magaluf.
Yeah, how 18. Old were you?
Nah, probably first holiday when my parents like abroad.
Yeah.
And by the way, the first ones were in Paris because we could get the boat. So the first time I went on a plane, you're probably looking at like 13, 14.
Okay, that's quite old.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it would have just been maybe like Turkey or somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere still in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. My
family has never been to America.
They ever been like Asia, Africa?
Possibly Europe. They're on some of the recent ones without me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no.
My mum and dad have never been outside of Europe until I got them a Christmas present to New York.
Really? Oh, wow. Did they go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they enjoy it? Years.
Yeah, they said it was incredible.
Love that. Lovely. $10 CPM, I remember that.
They were good years, they were.
Yeah, they were.
Are you going to get them another flight? Take them?
Not for a while.
Not for a while.
Not for a while.
Can't wait for the YouTube to pick back up again.
We'll hit a mil and then we'll think about it. One day, lad.
You're not far from a mil subs, though, I swear. You're like,
yeah, finally, I started gaining subs again because I started uploading. It's weird how you match two and two together.
Yeah,
it's
pretty fucking crazy, mental, baby. Yeah, you work.
You upload, you work, you gain money, and you gain subs. And I'm like, wow. I should do this more often.
It's good fun.
It's actually a lot of fun.
Get a 10 out of 10 stinker, though. If you get a 10 out of 10 shit video.
Oh, the worst day in your life.
It's a real it's a humbling experience. I had it recently, actually. I uploaded a... Sam, what video did we upload?
He's sinking.
I did the Mr. Beast one. It was all right, you know. It started at like 7 out of 10. I was there like, do you know what? Because the rule is, as long as it's not a 10 out of 10, we're not allowed to have depression.
No, it has to be above 7.
No. For me, it's like as long as it's not a 10 out of 10, we take them because it means you're constantly improving. Because you're never gonna get, you're always one up.
But if it's worse than your last 10, then that's a real.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
And that's what we had. We had a problem.
That means you've done a stinker.
Well, I think you knew it was a stinker before you uploaded it.
I did know it was a slight stinker, but the next one we got going up.
You've got some 1 out of 10s coming soon, and I know.
But you know what? You've got to have you have to have some 10 out of 10s to know like the baseline of what you need to be uploading and shit. Like now he knows he won't go and upload another fucking burger video.
I know what hits a 10 out of 10, and I know what does well, and I still choose to upload 10 out of 10s.
What's your 10 out of 10s?
Garden matches.
Garden matches. That's interesting because for Manny, his UTR series does really well for him.
Yes, it does. Yeah,
but he's been at that for a long time.
But to be fair, they did do really well at the start, and then we started losing. It's sort of just like.
Do you reckon it is result dependent?
It's massive result dependent.
Really? So if you're just sweeping everyone under,
you'll get confused. Yeah, 100%. If you do well, yeah, that's why it's very important. That's why I made big signings this year. So, signed Charlie Morley.
Oh, did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Big number 9.
What was the fee? Underscores fee.
Can't talk about that one.
Oh,
couple of quavers here and there.
Well, I'm surprised you're not wearing a garden top right now, actually.
It could have been promoting.
I chose this one
because
it fits quite well. Yeah, I've got a few garments with me as well, so.
Oh, you have got a few garments with you. So this is a new part of the show, probably the only time we'll ever do it. This is Drip or Drown, featuring Theo Baker.
What we will try to do for all of our audio listeners is we'll describe the garments to you, but... Theo's been known to have some questionable drip, so today he went shopping for us and he bought some new items that he's going to be taking away on holiday
with
him shortly.
Quick disclaimer. Like, I've had to start shopping them for myself for the first time in 7 years, lads.
Your ex-girlfriend used to shop
for
you?
No, but I got advice.
Oh, God.
So now everything I buy now is only me choosing it, so...
To be fair, that's maybe why
look a lot better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Yeah. Well, used to dress like
the lady in the shop goes to me, she goes, wow, that's my favorite shirt in the entire store.
Right, show it then. Get it out. Yeah, Let's find out. Drip or drown.
Too much.
Oh, we spent some money in All Saints, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
What a minted bloke.
Yeah.
There we go. That's a bougie bag.
Lovely.
You don't want to see the shorts, do you?
No, I want to see it all. I'm
going to wear these on the plane.
Okay, nice.
I'm gonna wear
yeah,
these on the plane.
They're all right.
They're just some casual shorts.
I've got a bit question. I've got
they're a bit
about
long.
A bit too long.
Yeah, a bit length, yeah, a bit too much.
We'll see about that. Okay. Pass it down. Me and Chip want to take it.
It's all right. You can play basketball now.
We just went for a little, just like a restaurant top. Maybe a restaurant top.
So we've got some grey shorts for our audio listeners with a long string.
Plain blue top. Navy top.
Crazy, man.
Fuck.
What? I know, a bit out there, I know. So
Is it a bit out there? Is it, Theo?
It's just a normal top, man. It's a travel top. Just let me have that top, right?
Travel top from All Saints. You bougie.
This right here, you spent £45 on this top, man.
Wow. Guys,
lads, I can't lie.
We have got a very deep... No, we've got blue
lads,
top.
Lads, I can't lie. When I went to pay, I was like, I've only got 3 items.
All right, well, what's the third from All Saints?
You don't check the tags, bro.
I didn't check the tags, no. Because
Here we go.
Now we're fucking out there.
Look. Okay, I really like this, you know.
Do you actually? Wait, no cap.
It's not bad, man.
No cap.
Well, don't please don't say that because it just sounds weird when you say it.
I don't know how much it was either.
Yeah, I'll tell you, guys.
Let me have a guess.
All right, for the audio listeners, describe it to him, Chip.
I would say it's like some. So imagine. Okay, you walk into your mum's house and your mum's got a rug on the floor.
Yes.
What we've done is we've cut it up and we've made it into a baggy, oversized kind of shirt that you would wear on shit shirt night.
And it looks like something you would smoke shisha in.
That's not a shit shirt night. You know when you go to the shisha places and they have all them patterns on the wall?
Yeah.
Like, not a shit shirt night. That's a good shirt.
Chip, what would you estimate the price of this shirt here?
I know it'd probably cost him 50 to 60 quid.
I genuinely don't know.
Okay.
Because she said it was her favorite top in the entire store, so
guys, let me just say it's very silky, mate. It feels
good quality though.
You've nailed it though, Cal. It's a shisha line.
Is it actually nice? Or am I just?
I like it. I do like it.
Does it fit? Does it suit
reveal
me?
Reveal the price.
I don't know if it suits you. It looks very long.
You know what, Theo? It'll probably look way better when you whack it on. I reckon you can pull it off.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Like, that cost him £90. That's a lot of money. Sure.
I tell you what, Dale. It's still nice stuff.
Yeah, and for once, he is going a little bit out there with that last choice. Yeah. I was a bit worried.
A second bag. What we got now?
The second bag.
Yeah.
Theo loves a bag.
I'd love the second bag.
Put in the second bag, Chip.
Yeah, go on then.
Of course you do.
One bag's never enough for Chip.
When does he ever say no? We just went for a little fucking cheeky.
Fucking Christmas.
Just a nice white top.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm not blown away, but I like it.
Yeah. It does the job. Does the job.
Urban Outfitters was just a bit more of like a, let's just get some numbers here.
Yeah. I'm hoping a lot of them are, I like it a lot.
Yeah?
I like it a lot.
When I get a Cal Freezy approval, that's one.
Are you showing this to the camera or are you just showing it?
Yeah, I'm doing a really shit job there, Dale.
You got anything else in there?
Yeah. Hold it up to the viewers.
I quite like Cal's dress sense, so.
Here we go. Well, today I'm wearing a completely white top.
I do feel like you guys have a similar dress sense.
Don't say that. All right, here we go. So we got this little number. Here we go. So this is, what the fuck is this?
this is that Franz brand, right?
It's just a t-shirt. Let's Franz or I don't know. Anyways, look, it's a t-shirt. It's got embroidery. Look, it's
mate,
nice.
It does the job, you know, like it's not awful.
Everything needs to be oversized these days. This looks relatively oversized. I'm liking it.
Think it's about Urban Outfitters. Good price.
Very good price. Yes.
Yeah, very good price. Very cheap, very nice.
Yeah.
£1 fish.
Here we go. Oh no.
Chip, one pound fish. That was a belter, man.
Chip, what are your thoughts on caps?
Oh, I just got another hat because I saw it and I was like, no, because I never had this brand.
Gotta remember, man, Dio and his hair.
Yeah.
Do you know why I got this cap?
Yeah.
For just like pool, airplane.
Okay.
It's an NY bag.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No, this is a red card. This has actually ruined my fucking
day. No, because I know for a fact.
Fucking hell, bro. Let me see that. I know for a fact,
if you wear that in holiday, you will fit in.
No, mate, that's horrific. That is a huge.
I will be continuing the podcast just like this.
One more item, man. Go and get it out.
There's one more. Oh, it's just some socks. It's just some socks.
We might drown off this wave, Theo.
I'm really disappointed with the hat, but everything else I'm relatively pleased with.
I'm buying a lot of shit right now.
Yeah, these classic NY hats are touristy. They look touristy.
I knew what I was doing when I was doing it. I was like, I'm gonna do it because I don't care anymore. Mm. I'm gonna do it because I want a new hat. Because I'm just spending.
This is my last resort.
What are you doing, lad? Use a lot of. Anyways, would you say Theo has dripped or drowned?
It's a tough decision, Clive. I'm going to have to say he's drowned.
He's drowned. Oh, no.
He's drowned.
Oh, no.
I was going to say I dripped, right?
My conclusion, Clive. Clive? Clive, Jeff, are you Jeff? There? Clive?
Jeff.
Clive. All right. Jeff. Yep. All right. He's there. Clive, I've decided that Theo has, in fact, He's dripped.
A 50-50.
That's it, brother.
The panel has come to a split decision.
I always prefer Cal over you, Josh.
No, but
what
the thing is,
fuck?
Look, the only reason why I say he's dripped, I mean, look, we got to see the full fit.
You just don't
want
to kill his morale ahead of a game-changing week for him.
Yeah, it's true. Look, the reason why I say dripped is because if we were to compare this to 1 year ago, I promise you, he would have suffocated on dry land. Yeah, he'd have drowned. He's horrific at selecting clothes. So today,
that is true, Theo. It is an improvement.
I'm trying, lads.
Mm-hmm. You're making improvements.
I know.
Step by step.
I'm making improvements every day. Excessive exercise. Learning the piano. I'm going to be a new man.
You actually are learning piano all right now, aren't you? Every fucking night, Donnie sends me a 30-second video, and you keep getting better and better. Learn different tunes.
What are you learning right now? What's the tune?
River Flows in You by Yiruma.
How did that go? Hum it to me.
Yeah, come on, hum it.
No, I can
hum it. Can you learn Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake?
I can. I'll learn that tonight if you like.
Thank you. Thank you.
I learned Angels for a bit.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I see them wait.
And I
go on. Go on.
Nah, come on, bro. Give us a little something.
Come on, sing for us. Sing for us.
There's an angel. Contemplate.
Okay, stop. You go on.
I'll tell you what, I was belting out the Angels on that beer bike, you know.
Oh, yeah, we went on a beer bike.
Oh, we went on Chris MD's.
Yeah, I tell you what, we need to do that for a video or something. It was so fun.
Can you explain what a beer bike is to the viewers?
So a beer bike is basically a bike
that you pedal.
So you got about 8 on one side, 8 on the other. It can fit 20. So there's 10 on one side, 10 on the other, and you're all pedaling along on this big old machine, and you're drinking beers whilst pedaling. So there's people on it.
Around
so
the city, around the city,
literally Oxford Street and Piccadilly
Who's
Circus.
Who's steering it?
The people that work there steer it and constantly topping you up drinks. I was in charge of the tune, so we all know it was absolutely belting.
So you had Robbie Williams' Angels on?
Angels, ABBA, the lot. Lovely. You know.
It's coming on.
And who was putting in the biggest shift when it came to pedaling?
Me and Charlie.
Really?
Chippo, I didn't even see him pedal once.
This is why this is so funny.
No, I'm not.
So
even...
let me come back with the real story. Chris MD, who booked the bike, will happily back me up. Yeah. So we did a break, and after the break, we swapped these Donnies. Theo actually changed to a seat that had no pedals.
Yeah, because we needed a
fucking
brake.
So me and Chris were dying. Yeah. Theo, the man with the biggest quads, did fuck all the whole
thing.
No,
we needed a brake because for about 20 minutes to half an hour, me and Charlie were the only ones doing it.
Complete
it got
cap.
To a red light
complete,
and he goes, pedal!
Complete
and me
cap.
And Charlie, just we did a test. Complete like, we did a test
cap.
Like, oh, no one's moving.
Pedal.
Yeah, it didn't move. So what happens?
No,
me and Charlie whack
cap.
Our legs down,
complete
instantly
cap.
Starts going. The girls, don't get me
it
started on
the girls.
To
be
oh,
fair.
We're pedaling. You're not.
The girls
you're simply not pedaling.
Yeah.
Oh, it riled me up. But we were sweating by the end of it, and we were meant to have fun for 2 hours. We had a lot of fun.
But
it
you drank
really
a lot
fun.
Of beer.
Drank a lot of beer, sweated it all out.
Lovely. Yeah. That does sound like
a
good laugh. I wish I could.
I did it in Prague once, and it was outrageous. Good stag do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it's very stag do
activity. I didn't know they had them in London, to be fair. The one in Prague was decent. It was, very good, actually.
Well, why was it so good?
Getting noshed off on the beer bike.
No, just drank on it and stuff.
Well, I'm stuffed.
Were you pissing off it? What were you doing? What happened?
No,
it was different.
You make
funny.
I don't know. It was just abroad. It was just funny, wasn't it? It was funny and cool.
Something happened? Anything illegal?
No.
Okay, good. We don't want anything illegal.
No, we don't promote illegal activities on this. It's called the Fellas Podcast.
Yeah. Not the illegal
Fellas
Podcast.
Fellas are gentlemen. Amen, baby. You're always speaking facts. And the fact is...
I've got a question for you guys.
Good thing you didn't let me spit that fact out, bro, because it's going to be a bad one.
Yeah, I got a big one. Here we go. This is it, guys. Oh, boy. This is going to be a real corker. Okay.
Yeah,
so...
Go on, Cal.
What is it?
I've got you here. Oh,
don't go on Fact to Cap. Because, you just saw them.
All right, here we go. If someone, I'm going to pitch this to Theo first, and then I'm going to swing it around to you, all right,
no
Grant?
No worries.
If someone offers you £10 million, but to get it, you have to legitimately, and not fake, cry within 10 seconds, what is your strategy? So you have to cry, you have to make yourself genuinely upset and burst into tears in 10 seconds, what is your strat?
6 weeks ago, so easy to do that, honestly. You it would have been like that. Now.
You've pulled it together.
I've got no more tears left to cry.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
Therefore, I'd have to resort to pain.
Pain? Oh, my gosh. Wow. I never actually even.
That I would pull my nose hairs out. Because that would make you start tearing up.
That would actually.
And then you just sort of, you mix in the pain of physical pain with emotional pain.
Not a bad shot.
It would be hard. 10 seconds is a quick time to cry.
You might. What if you don't get the first initial pull, bro?
Always get
like,
it.
It could
always
go wrong.
I do it on the reg, man, in the lift, and I see it.
Maybe because you do it so regular.
If
though.
I'm in the mirror and I see a hair, I'm going.
Really?
That's getting yanked.
It's good. Good tactic, though.
And I go nostrils.
Oh, okay. We'll go on to Chip first. So you reckon you could secure the 10 mil, though?
What, you have about, 10 seconds. Are you about to test it or something? You're going to offer me 10 mil?
If I had £10 million to offer you, Theo, I would be sat here interviewing
grand right
you,
now.
Fucking moron.
Grand.
What are you talking?
Theo, how about you just do it for free? Do it. Go on then.
Yeah, you've been giving it the big ones about the nose hair. Come on.
No, because I haven't got any nose hairs at the moment.
What? Right. There's no nose hair.
Pulled them out yesterday.
I would stab you in the neck.
What?
You would stab me in the neck?
Yeah, because I'm just watching my boy just fucking
What's
die.
The point of having 10 mil if you're in prison though?
Yeah, Josh, you're a fucking idiot, man.
Because I'm going to give you half, brother.
But he's dead.
I'm dead.
No, you're not. I've just stabbed you with a pen.
You've killed someone and got put into jail.
But why would you cry over that, though?
Because I've hurt you.
Would you cry if you hurt me?
Yeah, I'd cry.
That's such a lie. That is the biggest lie. You're constantly hurting people and you never cry.
No, I never hurt him. He's stronger than me.
All right, here we go. Okay, so this is what mine would be, right? You know, like, have you ever done your toothbrush, right? And you're brushing your tongue and it goes a little, too far, right? And you start gagging and then, like, that, my eyes start watering up if I'm brushing my
teeth. Oh, so you just shove something really long and hard down your throat.
Exactly. Like, real big down the back there.
I would
start crying.
I won't go to Theo, then.
I can't gag. I've got no gag reflex.
Prove it right now. Put two fingers down the back of your
throat. I really thought you were going to ask for something else.
That's actually mad.
That's down. Oh, that went well far. Got any talent?
Can you put that J2O bottle down your throat?
No.
No, put the J2O bottle down your throat.
No.
Now I want to see if it's true.
No.
Why not?
Because someone's gonna.
Theo, come on, Theo. For the lads, whack it down the throat.
Is it for the lads?
Yeah,
for the lads then.
Oh yes.
You're
I touched the back of my throat. Nothing.
You know what? Maybe you know.
Shit.
What?
I got new talent.
The reason why you have an ex-girlfriend was always just a sign that maybe we need to look to the
other side. I did a COVID test this morning. I was gagging left, right and center.
Huh?
It was only when it's tiny, it sends me to the roots. But if it's like big and thick, I doesn't do
big
it.
And thick. You're
Can
crazy.
I just say, my fingers went really far down my throat just then. Like I touched the esophagus.
You're foul, I'll be honest. That was quite nice.
Give it a go then, lad. Shove your fingers down your throat. Let's see what it is.
I think I would gag.
I'd start crying. I don't want to do that.
You don't know where these fingers have been, bro.
They smell kind of fishy. I'm sat next to them and I can...
Yeah.
I really regret doing that.
I personally would definitely regret doing something like that.
Yeah.
Well, especially on a podcast where all these
lads,
people...
You just sucked off a J12,
I don't care. I've been embarrassed, lads. There's nothing that can harm me anymore.
Yeah, you've been through everything, brother.
There's nothing that can touch me anymore. I'm untouchable now.
Chip's uncle would like a word.
I'm sure he would. Fucking nonce.
Whoa! It's always insinuated, but never spoken. Never spoken, brother.
I was insinuating it.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
I know he's not. He's a lovely.
Get on.
He's a lovely guy. When we out for dinner, it was a nice guy.
Yeah,
to be fair.
Get on with your parents.
That's fucking nuts. All right, guys. Well, I suppose we should get on to that time of the show where we play a game of fact or cap. Now, we haven't had a winner in a long time here.
And what you've acted, this is a regular thing, is it?
Yes, we got fact or cap.
We've never had a winner. We've only had me who drew.
Yeah, that's true.
How many are there?
That's true. There are seven.
It's me asking you guys, no?
No, I've got them here. I haven't read them though. Has he sent them to you as well?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, well then you do it to me. I haven't actually read them.
Yeah, because you haven't had a go in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, you both have to answer here. Let me just get him up. I've got him saved as some... I don't think I've got his number saved.
You don't have BTS. By the way, just so you know, BTS Alex is currently away on holiday because he's a fucking part-time Donny that doesn't fucking do any work.
Yeah, wages, embarrassing, you know.
Wages will be deducted.
Yeah, they have to be, bro.
Just kidding, Alex. What am I saying? Andrew on your phone again?
What'd you say?
What?
Right, come on.
No, I've got him saved, don't worry. Right. Anyway, fact or cap? Okay, I've got two of the smartest people in the world sat across from me right now.
We're doing this as a team.
Yeah, you're as a team, so you guys can debate against yourself, but you will be scored individually.
Okay.
So how does that work then?
Don't worry, I don't know.
Just shut the fuck up. Okay? Just shut the fuck up. Okay, a squirrel can fall from any height and not get hurt.
Well,
I think that might be true. I don't think they're...
Even...
You drop a squirrel from space, it's dead.
Yeah.
It's literally exploding.
Even from terminal velocity.
No, I think it...
Because I've heard this one, that squirrels can fall off shit and they just survive. Yeah. But if I'm dropping a squirrel off Empire State Building, it's dead.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Like, it just is.
It is like, dead,
you can say that it's not, but it's dead.
Yeah. And I feel like...
I don't know,
I can't help you, bro. Ants survive.
No, it's Empire State Building. Off the Burj Khalifa. You kick an ant off Burj Khalifa, it's gone.
No, bro. I seriously think
that
it's surviving.
Think about it. Burj Khalifa is like 4 miles in the air. It's dead.
4 miles.
It's dead. Like, it is dead.
A squirrel dies. Look, Chip, that would be cap,
this is
right?
No, because he's going to say that it's a fact because they fall off a fucking tree and they survive. It's not real. It's a cap.
It is cap.
Guys, It was a fact.
It was not though, is it?
It's I said to you in the question, even terminal velocity, which means if you dropped a squirrel from space, yeah, it would reach terminal velocity, and it doesn't get any faster.
No, but it's not the point. It's going to die.
It's
going to
die. It's literal.
I don't know. It's on the list.
It hits the impact of the ground. Splat. Everywhere, blood everywhere. It's gruesome.
No, but what they're claiming is that at terminal velocity.
No, you guys got it wrong.
Because that's the fastest the squirrel can go.
Yes. It's not the point. It's fucking dead. It's going to explode.
The squirrel's got mad suspension, bro.
The head explodes. That's why I'm on.
Well, yeah, you guys, anyway, yeah. It doesn't. I was trying to find out the terminal velocity of a squirrel, but.
Fucking nerd.
But it would be different to a human. It weighs different.
Oh, I don't hear it. All right, here we go.
Right, so that's 0-1 Theo.
Can't even survive a fucking car running over, man.
Right, here we go.
Squirrel.
Not built different,
This
is
was
it?
A weird one. Okay.
BTS Alex in true
Alex,
form again.
Man, Alex, nervousness can actually cause cold feet.
What?
Ooh, I would say that that is a fact, you know, because if you're nervous...
Is that where the saying comes from?
Sometimes my hands will go really cold if I'm really nervous.
I see it as... You know when someone's got cold feet before the wedding?
Oh, they're nervous.
So maybe that's where the saying comes
from. Cold
feet.
Yes, that's what they're saying. That's where the saying comes from, cold feet.
Chip's trying to throw us off the scent here. Don't let us know.
I think true.
We're going to say fact.
Well done, Brainiacs.
Yes, it is. Not is. I know it is. Don't try.
It's a fact.
Yes.
Of course it is. That's 2 out of 2,
one on one, but it's 1-1. You're an individual team.
2 out of 2. Don't fucking
throw a pair up here. Oh, okay.
Comment down below if you think the squirrel survives off the Empire State Building.
It must do.
Swearing.
Sound like Max FIFA there.
Swearing can actually help increase pain tolerance.
Oh no, I know this is a fact.
Why?
Because when you swear, you release some form of chemical, and it helps release pain.
Like adrenaline.
I don't know if it's adrenaline. It's something.
Oh, okay.
Like maybe.
I don't know the answer to this, but you sound very confident.
No, it is because, like, obviously when, like, I broke my hand, I'm like, fuck! Like, what do you do when you're in pain? You scream, so it releases this chemical.
Okay, fine. Yeah, well, right, we'll take it then. What if you just swear, like, quietly, like, oh, shit.
No, it's not the same.
Shit.
It's not the same. No, it has to. You have to say.
Swearing can actually help increase pain tolerance.
Yeah, I think
it can. It's true.
That's what I'm saying.
It's fact.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we'll take fact then.
It's fact.
Yeah, we're 2-1 up here. That was
2-1. 2-1. 2-1. Boys.
3-0. 3-0.
Looking very good right now.
No, it's 3 out of 3.
It's 2-1, lad. Don't try and cheat the game.
I said 2-1.
Yeah. No, he's trying to cheat the game.
2-1.
Don't cheat the game, bro. Don't cheat the game. Okay.
Hey, the player, not the game.
Coca-Cola can dissolve rust.
I swear to God, this is fast.
I think I've seen this somewhere. But then...
I swear I've seen that.
Well, they use Sprite to clean McDonald's grills.
Do they actually?
Yeah. They used to use Sprite back in the day.
I would say
Coke could dissolve. Wait, Coke, does it not rust things?
I swear I've seen a video of it. I think I've seen a video on it. But then would they do 4 truths in a row?
We know we've had a cat.
We had a cat, bro. I honestly think this is true. Fact.
Is it either? It either causes rust.
No, it gets rid of it.
Or does it get rid of it?
I swear to God, I've seen this on YouTube or something.
All right, we'll take it can dissolve rust.
We're gonna need the science behind it as well.
Yeah. I have no science behind, but I know that it's a fact.
Yes, that's huge. That is mega.
For love.
Okay, here we go.
We're 3-1. We're looking 3-1. Really
strong. You're looking good here, guys. Looking good. Dogs sweat purely by salivating.
I reckon that's fact.
Because they're like...
Yeah. And never have you touched a dog unless it's been in like...
In
the water. Sweaty. You never go, fucking ass a sweaty dog.
I've never heard of a sweaty dog.
I've never ever heard of a sweaty dog.
That's why I reckon...
Yeah. I think we could be going 4-1 here, you know. We'll take a fact.
I'll take a fact royale on that one, brother.
Cap.
Oh.
Wait, dogs sweat.
Prove it.
They have sweat glands in their foot pads.
Oh, for God's sake, man. What, they sweat through their feet? That's disgusting.
So wait, how do we win this? Is just getting more points than him?
No, so right now we're 3-2.
You just have to get the points amongst yourselves. You've teamed up, which is pretty poor, but...
No, that's fine. We're 3-2 up right now. If we lose the next two, we've lost.
Okay.
We need to get one.
There's only one left.
Oh, is there?
Oh. Wait, no, so we can't lose.
Oh, sorry. No, there is two left. No, there is two left. Come on, boys. If you get the next one, you can't lose.
Yeah.
Okay, we can't lose, and we won't lose.
Okay, you're 3-2 right now, boys.
Yeah, come on in.
Come on, Chip.
Come on, broski, bro.
Oh, fuck, shut up.
Okay.
We need to get this one, bro, seriously. I'm desperate to win one of these.
Hair and fingernail cells survive and continue to grow after death.
I swear I've heard this before as well.
Say that again, Chip.
Hair and fingernail cells survive and continue to grow after death.
Because it's different to your body, isn't it? Your hair and your nails. It's not like part of you, is it? It's like your exoskeleton hair or something, isn't it?
Your nails is dead. So your nails are already dead and they do grow. Your nails grow and it's dead. Your nails are dead.
And I'm just thinking the hair, like you do see a lot of skeletons with hair, don't you?
But wait, are they growing or are they just
hang
there?
Hang on, what happens when like, if you looked, when their body's dissolved, it's just bone.
Yeah.
Then there's no hair or nails, right?
On a skeleton. Why are you bringing dead people into this?
Because he just said they're dead.
Yeah, but it's dead skin cells.
What you said after they're dead, they continue to grow.
After people are dead.
Hair and fingernail cells survive.
Oh. Fingernails.
Hair and fingernail cells survive and continue to grow after death.
Keep saying fingernails.
Sorry, but yeah, you get
it. You keep saying, if you not, every time you said it, it's fingernails.
Yeah, no. Sorry, it's just my accent, Karen.
I would say that you're probably right. I have a feeling they do keep growing.
But then I'm like,
Everyone would just be a hairy mess though.
That's what I'm thinking. Like if then every film with a skeleton, they should have hair and nails. But then where are the nails? Because they're not part of the bone.
But every time you see a dead body, the nails are always mad long. You ever seen short nails on a dead body?
But I've not seen. What are you talking about?
Like in movies and shit.
No, because by the time they.
What do you want to do here, bro? We can't spend.
I
too
need
long
an
on
answer.
I'll go. We're gonna cap.
I'll go with the guest. I'll go with whatever.
Oh fuck it, man! It's not that deep. Let's go cap.
Cap.
Yeah, please.
It's fact.
You got it right.
Yes. Oh,
cap. He put. Do not read. That's cap, bro. I thought of this one on the spot.
Oh, so it could be. It could be you.
He Googled it to make sure it wasn't true.
Okay. Nice. All right. We'll
okay,
take
so
it.
That's good. You so can't lose. Won. 4-2.
Am I your first
the
ever
last
winner?
One?
Yeah, you are. I think you are.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, smartest guest you've ever had.
Well, you teamed up, lads.
Well, yeah.
Go on, last one.
Okay. Some species of bat are completely blind.
No, it's got to be cap.
No, because bats, they use sonar, don't they? Is it sonar? They are genuinely, they're blind. I don't know if they're fully blind.
I thought they all had night vision.
No, it's not night vision. They use fucking sonar. Radar or something.
You're
radar.
Coming on a mad
fucking
shit.
I swear to God, no, because Drusilla's had a bat. And I
UAV,
know what about...
three kill streaks.
Little
in.
UAV.
I
little,
genuinely think they've got like a blackbird in their head and they can just see everything. You know the kill streak, blackbird. Elite. 8 kills, got it in Black Ops 1.
Please stop talking, Theo, and just tell me, is this fat or cat?
Is it fat or cat?
But I don't think they're fully blind. I think they're partially blind.
But then he said some species, so there might be some species which are actually
yeah,
blind.
Let's call it a fact, my broski bro.
Should we just finish him off with a fact?
Yeah, let's finish on with a fact.
That one was cap.
Partially, you came with that UAV
partially,
bullet.
Partially,
none of them are completely blind. They have eyes and are capable of sight, but they use echolocation.
Echolocation, see? Sonar.
Ah, that's 5 kill streak.
Bro, you still did 6 though. That's 4-3.
4-3. So we won. The skin of our team.
Yeah, you won. You won. Yeah. You got
see,
one,
I know
yeah.
my bat facts.
No, you got that one right, bro. Wrong.
Yeah, I'd sort of put it out there.
But you had the sonar.
I had the sonar.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you lot didn't know that about the sonar.
What do you mean, bro? I knew the answers.
You cow didn't. He's inadequate.
All right, here we go.
I had no idea about the sonar, I think.
How long are we into this? Is it time for relationship advice?
No.
Oh, fuck
Jesus
me.
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
What
Theo
can we talk
bores,
about? What
Theo
the fuck can we talk about, man?
Fuck
ask me a question, lad. Ask me a question about my life right now.
You come in your brothers are stinking.
Ask me questions about my life. Come on, I'll ask honestly.
Okay. Shit, what like
do
what shit
have
you been,
to give a shit about
like, what shit you been getting up to, broski? Rizzle?
Yeah, okay, no, okay, how about this? I wanna talk about your single life actually.
Ooh.
Like your single life.
Nino.
This fucking guy is the worst wingman you have ever seen in your life.
Cap.
He goes out there to cock block you
cap.
Every time
cap.
You go to
cap.
A party.
Cap.
He is the biggest right. cock block I've ever seen in my life. And every time he goes, I got your back, I got your back, he doesn't have my back. All right, he goes out of his way to cock block me. You think you're a good wingman, but you're shit. All you do is show people my Wembley Cup goal and think you're being fucking cool. You're not. You're making me look like a fucking nerd. It was from 5 years ago, lad.
I'll be going to the girls. Oh, by the way, that one he just makes, that's Carragher. That's a professional football player. They're all sat there like, nice.
Oh, don't get me started on Stephen fucking Tries. What does he say? He goes, who's Theo? Oh, the desperate virgin in the corner. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
To be fair, listen to this, right, Chip, listen to what I did to sort him out, yeah, and he's telling me I'm a bad wingman, right? So Theo was chatting to a fine lady, funny, right? And I could see Theo was struggling. You know how he's like when he chats to women, right? He was struggling real bad.
Yeah, when he goes really red and shit.
Yeah,
I only got red because you're embarrassing me.
No. So what would I could see it, bro. He's like twitching and he had like a bit of sweat coming down his face. I thought, right, I'm gonna swoop in here and hit him with one sweet line and watch him. He'll love it. So I walk up. I go, yo, Theo. Like that, like mad deep voice as well to let him know that, like, yo, Theo. Yeah. And he turned, he's like, yeah, like that. I'm like, oh, he's so down bad here. Right. Yo, Theo, thanks for that Lamborghini on the weekend, bro. And then he literally just went, what?
What? I've never been shot down. But the worst thing is, I was just having a conversation with a friend, and you come in there and make it all weird and awkward.
You killed me.
I
said, yo, Theo.
Like, it's not even funny. He didn't care.
No.
I thought it was funny.
At the time,
it was honestly the most horrendous thing anyone's ever done to
thanks
me.
Thanks for but also, me a Lamborghini.
Before
bro.
That, you were standing behind him, just standing there, staring at me, laughing at me. And I've had to continue this conversation full well knowing that Cal Freezy is on a wind up and trying to catch my eye and trying to ruin my life.
The question is, did you or did you not manage to pork her after I dropped that line?
Oh my god!
She's probably gonna be watching this, bro. So
it was literally a mate, and you embarrassed
me. So did you?
No.
Was that no?
You didn't.
I don't.
So after I teed you up for that hole in one, and you still missed. How, bro?
No, because this is a serious thing right now. Because I'm now single, you, bro. Yeah. If I talk to any girl, no matter if it's a friend, if I'm just having a conversation, everyone's now in my ear going, oh, I've got a ball, you fucking chatting out. I'm like, just fuck off.
Exactly what we do.
I'm just having a conversation with another girl.
Nah.
Apparently, if you're single, you actually can't speak to girls in a friendship way.
No, it is mad childish.
No, from you lot, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. That's
it is. You're moving like you're in fucking year six.
It's true. It's really true.
So every time you talk to a girl now, you feel that way?
No, I don't feel that way. You two little fucking gremlins in the corner start giggling to each other. Oh, man, let's go run in. Let's go fucking be bullies. Bullies, I tell you.
Okay. So that obviously that one didn't go quite to plan, which is unfortunate. Have you been on any dates? Have you any stories like that? It's just been calm.
It's been very calm in my life. Nothing's happened, if I've been honest.
That's completely fair.
I'm trying.
You're trying. Or you want any site? Any what are they
Tinder,
called?
Tinder, Tinder.
Tinder. What would you call it?
What is this Tinder thing?
Have you got Tinder?
No, I don't.
You don't.
No.
He doesn't want to get it.
I don't like it. I don't really it's like it. I'd rather meet someone in person and just vibe with them. Yeah, I don't really like the whole like texting thing.
So you're not a one night stand sort of guy.
No, I probably will be, but just not on Tinder.
Just not now. Yeah. Just not on Tinder. Oh, okay.
I'd rather go meet someone and like actually have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can help you with that.
You need to get the vibes. You need to vibe with them in real life.
Because I feel that sounds like the corniest shit I've
ever heard. It's very true, though.
Right, okay.
You need the real life vibarinis. And I actually think I've got a good game.
What kind of stuff do you talk about? Theo,
What kind of stuff do you talk about?
No. Cal, I've got okay game.
Okay.
I just can't close.
Yeah, the closing is tough for you, isn't it?
You've only just come back in the game, though, so you'll get there.
Never was in the game, lad.
No, okay, you've just entered the game. You come in at, like, bronze level. We're trying to get you to diamond one.
Yeah.
At
25. Yeah, let's get him diamond.
So he's bronze five right now, but that's all right. It's just,
coming
yeah.
Coming in like at division 10.
Your late game sucks.
Road to division one, lad.
Yeah, you desperately needed as well. We'll get there, though.
I did a good job at the weekend, I thought.
What happened on the weekend?
What kind of shit do you chat about when you talk to a girl?
What's your opening line?
Yeah, what do you go for?
Hello. No, I normally do like a bicycle kick in front of him. Was
oh, he oh actually did. Oh, my God. He actually did.
There he actually sent a bicycle.
I've never committed more to a bicycle kick in my life.
Loads of girls around watching him, and Theo is literally...
No, hang on back.
What was
you
it, a pinata?
You said... I think it was you go, bicycle kick that, lad. It
was like a pinata.
Listen, if I told you jump up a bridge...
No, but I fancied myself with that pinata.
That pinata was itching for it, by the way.
It was eyeing me up, and I committed to that.
Mate, and also,
kit.
If you connected, that was going top bins.
It was going miles.
Stanch, mate.
I even went left footed without even realizing it. Just
that's phenomenal. Your technique and everything was fantastic. Did you see if she managed to catch an eye of it?
Of course, man. They saw the pain when I've hit the ground on my back.
Did you make a big meal out of it?
I hurt for a few days. Thought I'd whiplash, but we move.
That's good. Did the bicycle kick trick work?
I missed the pinata.
Oh, you did actually, yes.
Yeah, so I did miss the pinata.
That sums up your night, actually.
You completely
missed the pinata.
I did
in every sense of the way.
I took the shot and I missed.
Yeah, that's okay though, because guess what? You get back on that fucking horse.
Yeah.
And
we go to a festival.
Is that? I don't know if festivals are an option anymore.
Yeah, Jersey Life's a thing. I'll go Jersey Life.
Yeah. Right. Well, there you heard it. Any single ladies fancy your chances with Theo?
Me and Chris living large.
At Jersey Life.
What's your type, Theo?
Yeah, what is your type?
I feel like I'm on Love Island. I don't really have a type. It's all about personality.
No, seriously, bro.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I genuinely don't know. I always thought, like, I think blondes scare me and I prefer brunettes.
Why do they scare you?
They were making moves,
then. I think blondes just, they intimidate me.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then saying that.
Nah, bro, you got
nah,
this.
Nah, I don't know. That's what I think in my
you
head.
You are blonde, Theo.
I do like
that. Yeah, that's friendly fire, bro.
You do like a blonde.
But I swear they do intimidate me a little bit.
But maybe you like that appeal, you know?
I need a confident fucking someone who gives me shit and banter.
Okay, so you like to be like spat on?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right. Like, so what you're trying to say, you're a cuck.
No, I tried to bring the alpha male fucking vibe. Yeah. But I also want to be hit with the alpha female vibe.
Alpha female, interesting.
Yeah, I need someone with a bit of banter who's
okay. And then in terms of personality traits, you've mentioned a bit of banter. What about like fitness?
Get into sport. Get me go sport. Skiing.
Oh, skier. Yeah,
skier. Oh,
you'd like yourself a little skier.
Tennis player.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, Sharapova.
I think she might be a bit too old for you, Theo.
Never too old, lad.
Never too. Oh, so okay. What's the highest age you would date someone? Not just pork.
Date.
Not pork. It's got to be date.
Oh, I don't.
35. From my brother.
29. So you wouldn't go.
I'm 20.
You wouldn't go,
25. Remember.
You wouldn't go. So you're 25. You wouldn't dip into the 30s.
No, I feel like that's like looking for kids or something. Like it's kid territory. Yeah. Maybe that. I don't know. Maybe that's just putting a whole.
No,
age group into a bracket.
I mean, biologically, I think.
Yeah, I feel like that. I'm not ready. I don't really want a relationship, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, you want to be a single macho right now.
I just want to focus on myself for a little bit.
It's true, though. It's important to do that, especially coming out of the back of a long relationship as well.
It is.
You get to finally live your life a little bit.
Yeah, that's what my mum was saying.
Your mum was saying that? Yeah, How old's your mum?
I don't know. 50s, 60s?
50s.
Damn. I was hoping for 90, 40s.
60s.
90,
40s. My mate did lose his virginity to a 45-year-old before.
Really?
Yeah, wow.
In the trek.
Would you pork a seasoned vet?
Fucking 10 prestige.
She's got all the emblems, the title cards.
So it depends if
seriously
they're hacked
though,
their way there. Depends what they look like.
Yeah.
Because some seasoned vets are just...
Like mad fake breasts. Oh, he loves it. He just gave me them eyes to say, please, Lord, drop one of these seasoned vets on my lap. You need to go to America. I feel like that's where like the cougars live.
Get me back to Froggo's, man. Jesus Christ.
Froggo's. To anyone that's interested, Froggo's is a bar that we all went to in Miami when one of our friends had a boxing fight. We don't speak of it anymore. Because
get me to Lahaina.
Lahaina?
Get me back to Hawaii.
We should go to like New Mexico or some shit, man.
Shut up, man.
What the fuck, Josh?
You're not in this conversation, man. Cal,
I know.
Should we go back to Hawaii, Cal?
We should. We'll bring Josh with us this time, though.
Yeah,
we're good wingman.
I do feel bad. Like there was only one reason we didn't invite you.
Because
it was 6 a.m. rises every day, and we're doing runs, hikes.
Yeah, I couldn't probably hack it, to be fair.
But you will this time because you're training, right?
To be fair, you had Will with you.
He did say I will 100% be there. And to be fair to him, he was up every day. Yeah, well, I was well impressed with
that. Yeah, we even got coffee.
When you go and everyone else is
guy.
Up, you've got really no fucking choice.
But it was very easy. Even after like the Halloween night, we were hanging. We got up at like 6, I swear.
The jet lag helped.
Did you go to bed early?
No. To begin with, we did.
Yeah, and then we sort of just realised.
Fuck it, we're just waking up.
It's built
six,
different,
seven,
you know what I mean? Built different.
We'd go for a run. We'd run to the coffee shop.
Get called names at the coffee shop.
Yeah, it was really bizarre. We went to a coffee shop in there, and I won't repeat exactly what you said because it's in the fear of being cancelled. But anyways, he said a few homophobic slurs because Theo.
Everyone's ordering their coffees, and I go, "Oh, can I get a vanilla latte?"
I would have done the same too. Yeah.
And he goes, "Oh, you're the group." I'm like,
insert homophobic slur there.
I'm like, sorry. He goes, "Yep, but you're English. You're English. We can have that banter."
Yeah, he literally said that.
And I'm like,
"You're English, so you guys have that banter."
I'm like, "No,
no, we don't really say homophobic."
You didn't say no. You were laughing with it, were you?
No, it was spare.
No, it was so weird,
awkward.
Bro. The vibe in the whole thing, because we're all looking at each other.
Imagine we're
like
there, like getting our coffees at 7 a.m. in Hawaii. We're living life, and he says this. We're all just like.
It wasn't like you know when your barber's done it, you're trimming your show in the mirror and you're like, yeah, love that.
No. We never went back.
Really? You just no,
we went
fucking
one time. Because the coffee was fucking good.
You just had to firm it. It's like, he's going to call me this again, Cal.
Oh. We just left Theo at home. He said, we'll get you your vanilla latte.
I don't think I came in. No. I think you actually did get, it was so weird.
It was a really
so
weird. Actually, but to be fair, the second time we went, the guy wasn't there. It was a girl that time.
Yeah.
So, damn, maybe it's just Hawaii, different out
mate,
there.
Let me tell you, Hawaii is a beautiful place, and I'd highly recommend it. But although I tell you what did surprise me is how expensive it was there.
Was it?
That place was spenny. Yeah, in my head, I thought Hawaii, island vibes, cheap.
No, of course it's honeymoon territory.
Never would have expected it to be cheap.
Expected it to be cheap, seriously. I went there. I knew the flights and stuff would be expensive because we're traveling halfway across the globe, but I didn't expect it to be expensive when I got there, especially because we got like an Airbnb situation. We weren't staying in a hotel.
Mm. You know, next time I think we should rent bikes and go on a cycle.
Yeah, well, we might as well.
You know the original Iron Man started in Hawaii?
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Why? What was filmed over there?
Just the first Iron Man.
He's not talking about the movie. He's talking about the fucking Iron Man. Yeah.
Oh,
The triathlon.
Oh, right. I thought he was talking about Robert Downey Jr. Robert
Downey. Robert what?
Downey.
What is an Iron Man? Would you do it? Because you're currently training for a triathlon right now, which is
fucking goddamn right, I am, brother.
What is what,
750 meter swim, 20k cycle, 5k run? Not that crazy, doable. Gonna finish it. We're looking for a nice good time on this.
What time are we looking for? What's a good time?
I haven't actually worked it out. I'm just estimating under 2 hours. Okay. So I'm like, I did 1,000 meters in the sea yesterday in like 22 minutes, and we only have to do 750. So it depends on the tide.
Mate, that's quick.
Yeah, you're
mate. Oh my god, I wore my new wetsuit and my hat.
Wet cap.
Yeah.
I was like a seal. I'm not even joking. I felt like a seal.
I was just
cutting through
the water.
I went with the tide. I went back against the tide, cutting through.
You shat yourself.
Slicing through the water there was no tide. I could not believe it. Swimming in a pool, done out here. Get in the sea with a wetsuit on, it's different gravy.
The 20k cycle, that sounds like a piece of piss.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
And it's probably on a flat, you just fucking sprint it. And that's your rest, really. You get the fluids on board, you get the electrolytes.
But then, like a 5k run, that's pretty easy.
You want to go faster, you're looking for like a sub 25 after all of that. It's the swim which will take it out of you.
True.
But once I've done that one, I'm going to go for an Olympic triathlon, which is double the distance.
Oh, wow. So what, 1.5K meters swim?
40K cycle, 10K run.
That would be good, I think. You could do that now, I think.
I could do that now, but I want to up it and then half iron and then iron.
What's a full Ironman?
It's like a 4K swim, 90K cycle, and then a marathon, something like that.
A marathon to end it?
Yeah.
Bro, that's could crazy. You imagine that? For me, it's always been the swimming.
It might even be a 110K cycle. So I think it's the 170. It's 170 altogether.
That is insanity.
170 kilometers, yeah.
I could do 1% of that.
Every day, Chip bought fucking... He texted me like 2 months ago saying, I bought shorts and stuff to run.
I've been running.
How many
you
times?
You've been running,
how many
been
times?
Twice this week.
Last week, sorry. He even texted me. I said, I gave him a thing to do. He didn't do it.
I felt so disappointed.
I did do it.
I wasn't even angry. I actually wasn't fit enough to do what he'd given me.
Yeah.
No, you were.
He gave me 750 meters or 700 meters
to run.
Running.
300 meter walk.
Then 300 meter walk.
Three
then
times.
Back on the 700 meters. Then 300 meter walk. Then back on the 700 meters. Then 300 meter
walk.
Yeah,
and I said run.
But by the time I was getting to like 500 meters, I was really knackered. So what I did instead was 2 minute run, 1 minute walk, 2 minute run, 1 minute walk.
No, but you disregarded what I said.
It's a start.
I said run at the pace you can find comfortable of lasting 700 meters. So slow yourself down.
I was going pretty slow, man.
This doesn't matter. Go slower.
Ooh. But then I'd be walking.
No, I'm telling you, like, it's so important to run slow. Well, I've started running slow.
I thought
slow.
The way I was doing it was pretty good. Chris said it was all right. Chris said it was good.
Chris don't know shit, man.
Really?
Whoa.
I don't know ball either. It's fucking shit at FPL.
You are really competitive with like your
fitness.
Oh my
god, wait, we can finally talk. Euros. Yeah. I won the Euros FPL.
Yeah, you did. Yes. You did.
The two losers were Joel, who didn't really play, to be honest. I'm not too sure why he was there.
He actually didn't play like the last 5 weeks.
We should in fact disregard Joel and have a different bottom two.
So then it was Chris. So it would be Chris and Joel paying for the meal of my choice.
How
Where do you think I should ask for people to...
No. Boo.
No, I don't think...
Rocker.
Rocker could be a shout. It's either Rocker or Sushi.
It's going to be Sticks and Sushi, though.
I think it should be,
I don't really like sushi, but I'll go there. But
I'll be going, just drinks. For the vibes. Yeah.
Like, the thing with Chris is he talks like he knows ball, but factually, he clearly doesn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you...
But do you know what I'm saying?
He
gave me so much banter during the FPL season that I am now making up for lost time. He gave me 8 months of banter.
Yeah.
And now it's lost time.
Yeah.
Like, we have factual proof that he doesn't know ball. Factual information.
Backed up by data. FPL data.
Data. And he's a man of data.
Yeah, he is.
And he does love his stats.
And I can give him the data that he doesn't know shit about ball.
Wow.
Whereas me, fourth.
It's respectable.
Respectable.
Not quite podium, but it's respectable.
Not quite podium. One off. You know, very Lando Norris. It was decent.
Yeah.
In the FPL of the Fantasy Premier League, one of the greatest comebacks you ever see.
It was
Troy
Deeney
moment.
Yeah, it was
It really
crazy.
Was. It was phenomenal what you
Fantastic.
Performed and the way you pulled it off. So congratulations there on not having to pay for either dinners.
Thank fucking God, Jesus.
That was big. Where did you come in the Euros FPL?
I actually came quite low down in the end.
I finished above Josh in the end.
Yeah, because obviously I knew I couldn't lose.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to take the chance and win in, so I played a bunch of players.
You only finished one below me.
Yeah, I
one point.
Instead of putting on Bonucci, who actually scored, right? I was like, fuck it, I'll whack on Rashford just in case he comes on and scores.
Oh, no.
Because I knew I couldn't lose and I didn't care about finishing low.
Yeah,
so let me just try and win it or some mad shit.
Got you.
But it did make me go down.
Fuck
from
it.
Like,
have you talked about the Euros?
Six.
We don't want to talk about the Euros, bro. As far as this podcast goes, we pretend the Euro never happened.
Never happened.
Oh, I thought it was a good time.
It's home. It came home.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, but we won.
Thought it was fun.
Fucking
it. Yeah, it was class. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the World Cup. We're just saving ourselves for the World Cup.
You're going out to Qatar.
Welcome, guys.
I don't know if I'm going out to Qatar, to be honest.
I'm trying to handle the league.
So I'm just waiting for...
I might ask for like a plug to go out there or... But you can't drink out there. Am I right in saying that?
You can.
Yeah. Does anyone want to send fellas? We'll be waiting.
Send the fellas over there.
The fellas, yeah. And anyone connected with the fellas.
Yeah, like Sam.
Yeah, or BTS Alex.
Yeah, or Alex.
Or
Maria,
anything
or
else.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Anyways, it is time for relationship advice.
You ran out of things to talk about, though? Are you done?
Yeah, Theo.
And I got so many things to talk
about.
Come on,
give us one more thing, lad. Give me anything. Talk to me. Tell me anything. What's your favorite biscuit?
Oh, my God. We had this football team.
Well, I was just coming with a biscuit.
Go on.
We had this football team in our league, and they... Their thing is like they have something called the Biscuit Club.
So that sounds hella dodgy.
The first time it's we played them, they pulled me aside after the game. They go, "Fear, can we ask you a few questions?" I'm like, "Okay." And they start the interview. They put it on Instagram. They're like, "So, like, we had this thing called the Biscuit Club." And they go, "So, what's your favorite biscuit?"
Fair enough.
And I'm like,
Krispy Kreme,
Bourbon.
Ooh, Bourbon.
And then he started.
Like
shout out,
he just went on like this 5 minute chat about what's your favorite biscuit.
Yeah.
And I was just, we've just beaten them.
Packed them in.
We definitely lost. Now, I think we did lose. And obviously.
You lost a biscuit.
And now I'm here talking about biscuits.
You're slandering his whole.
You
bro, you're slandering bro, his whole.
He packed you in and now you're slandering him off. You have no room to slander him.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. We'd just been beaten.
Yeah.
And I'm being forced to talk about biscuits. But anyways, that's my story. So, to
Game
Carly.
To game. To
All
Carly.
Right. Well, here we go. So, this Carly. Is a bit of advice what we have here. Okay, it says, this is from a fella. This is advice being given to us, by the way.
Yeah.
He says, one of the best things you can do, in my opinion, is before you start getting into a serious relationship, make sure she doesn't have a hot sister or mum. In my experience, I just kept imagining them joining, and I can't take my eyes off them at dinner. Good luck, guys.
Yo, that's
mad.
Mad.
Yeah, it's a bit picky.
Would you agree with that? Or would you say that if they have a hot mum or sister, that they, you know, that a mum is often a good indication of what
a mum will look like
when they're older?
They can have a hot mum, but you're never going to do anything.
I feel
with
like they're going to be
their sister,
when you
however.
I've heard a lot of stories about people getting up to some stuff with their mums, you know.
What?
Not their own mums, but like their girlfriend's mum.
No. Really?
Like sometimes you hear them stories about like them, or maybe it's just the pornos I watch.
Might
I don't
be Reddit,
know.
Bro.
Could be Reddit.
If you find yourself in a deep dark.
No, because what you can always do if you're going out with someone, they got a hot sister, you just set your mate up with the sister instead.
I know what you're doing there.
Why would you do that?
Because then you can live hypothetically through them.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically? You can live
vicariously
through them. So you can be like, oh, what's it like? And your mate will be like, oh, it's
what's
amazing.
It like? You big fucking
You
wrongin'.
Fucking dog, man. You're a dog.
He's a dog, bro. He's a dog.
We can work some out.
All right, here we go. This is a funny one. Chip's gonna like this one, okay?
He's crying.
Here we go. My girlfriend doesn't want to hustle. And I feel like I carry all the weight in the relationship hustling. What should I do?
She's still clocking out, huh?
She's still clocking.
We never clock out.
Who
I'm always
this?
On the job.
Who said this?
Just a bloke.
Just one of the boys.
Well, it's just the bloke's trying and she ain't trying.
No, it's just hustling. Like, they're in a relationship,
bro,
and he's hustling. And
so he's hustling. Like he's on. He's what? He's never clocking out.
So he's crying.
Always on the clock.
You know what? This guy don't eat breakfast.
He don't eat breakfast, bro.
Wait, are we talking like hustling meals for each other or like hustling like work?
Just hustling, bro. All around life hustling. You know what I'm saying?
So she's sort of the vibing through life, and he's there grinding.
He's not grinding, bro. He's hustling.
Bro, he needs to find like a light-minded hustler.
Yeah, wait. Who sent this in again?
Hustlers love hustlers.
Who sent this?
It's anonymous.
He's a hustler
like me. I'm a hustler.
Would you classify yourself as a hustler?
I hustle all the time.
Yeah,
guy.
You do hustle.
I think you're a hustler.
I'm a hustler. I'm always,
Chip, would you say you're a hustler?
Absolutely not.
Chip's afraid of saying I'm a hustler.
I would say I'm a hustler.
No.
Like, hey, I got these two shows.
Yeah, it's true.
And no, I got 1 million subscriber channels.
That's true. You are a hustler. You are, take it back. But you're a lazy hustler.
In a way, but I work smart. Not hard.
Certainly not hard, but he's worked smart. Here we go.
Listen, that's passive income.
I got one for you. Would you rather get given $10 billion now or earn $18 every month for the rest of your life?
I'm taking the passive income.
Option two, that's passive income.
We take the passive income. We never take the big money.
Never.
Never.
Here we go. All right, boom. I'm just trying to find a little popper here. Okay, yeah. We got one right here.
Yeah.
This one, I haven't actually read it, so this could be a popper or a stinker. Because we don't have BTS Alex to vet them, usually he looks through them and then sends us the shittest ones.
I can get you some from the Waffling account.
No, please stop talking.
We're just on a break at the moment, but
here
we're
we go.
About soon.
Okay. Yeah, wait, what is happening with Waffling?
Just on a pause. We're having a break for season 2.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a date for us?
No.
No date.
Somewhere on soon? Maybe end of August, perhaps.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Anything new about it or just a new season? Like when I say new, new
potentially
set?
A potential new, potentially a new studio.
Nice.
Potentially, nice. Maybe some guests.
That would be class. Because you guys, have you ever done one with the,
We've done two.
Done a couple,
done
yeah.
We've done JJ and Elliot.
We've
done three. And Joe's mum when I took 2 weeks off.
Well, you had JJ?
Yeah.
That is sick.
Last year, do you remember they just chatted out?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was
remember
a Zoom
that,
call,
Zoom
right?
Call, yeah, during lockdown.
Oh, a Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sick.
It went really well.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, next one. Yo, fellas, I've known this girl for almost a year now, and we have been really good friends. I really like her, but she has had a boyfriend. She's had a boyfriend the whole time I've known her. She replied to one of my Snapchats a little while ago, and in the conversation, she said that she and her boyfriend broke up. I haven't really dated ever, so I don't know what the move is here. What do I do?
It's game's a game, fella. She's single. She's fresh.
It's go
meat.
Time.
It's time.
The green
to go.
Light.
It's time. It's always scary as a guy because he doesn't know how she feels, so you're scared of getting rejected.
Mm.
Yeah, you just got to full send it, my broski. You go. Here's what you do. You go. Friday night drinks. Should we go?
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask him. You tell him because you assert the confidence.
The dominance.
It's true. Yeah. I learned it from Max Plays FIFA.
The king of women.
So you tell them, and what if they go, they just air you, they leave you on red, then it's done.
It's done.
It's finished.
Yeah, maybe you text me in a couple of days.
Hey, did you get a chance to read my message?
I'm not sure if my message yet.
No, legit, legit. He just
did
had...
my message go through?
Oh, it says it's not delivered. No, it's scary, but I think you just have to take the. What's the worst? Like realistically, what's going to happen? You're gonna. Yeah. She's gonna air it. She's gonna say no. Like,
yeah.
Or she, like night. She'll probably say yes. It's just a harmless drinks. Harmless time. It's just having fun with another human.
Exactly. And that's the way you should pitch it to them.
Yeah.
Or no.
So obviously I don't do any of that I just said, but
No,
do you listen to your own advice?
No.
Okay, here we go. Now this is we're going back to MILF territory. Oh fuck, I can't even say it.
Telecom.
Territory.
Telecom.
There we go. This Norwegian fella needs some real advice from the best hosts on the platform.
Me.
He's talking about the fellas. So the thing is that I've been talking to this lady and the problem is that I'm soon to be 21 and she, why are you deep throating a mic? Someone get Theo on that because only Theo was doing that there.
Yeah, only me. Oh, I swear to God, if you edit it, like it's just, Chip was doing that
no,
as well.
No, he wasn't. Right? He was reading.
We were Theo. Both just fucking.
Yeah, nah, yeah, thank
you. It was like a different planet. Nah, it was like a different planet. No, it was a bit of chemistry, man.
There was some chemistry in there.
Here we go. So the thing is, I've been talking to this lady. The only problem is that I'm soon to be 21 and she's 21? 38. She's 38. Would you do 38? You like 38?
Whoa, that's a woo.
You like 38? Is that a dub or an L?
Oh, shit.
I mean, it depends what she looks like. Oh, shit. Here we go again.
All right, here we go. We spoke last year as well, but she sacked me off since she thought it would be wrong.
It's not wrong. It's a bit weird.
What is?
We matched yet again on Tinder again last week, and as the sweet talker I am, I reeled her on again, all right? And this time, things went further on Snap.
Oh, God.
I'm not looking for anything else than a couple of porkins and to check a little thing off my bucket list. Should I do it?
Lad, this is where it all doesn't make sense, right?
Okay.
She said she sacked it off because she thought it was wrong, yeah?
Yeah.
So why
but
she
she's
got,
come back
why
a year later.
Why on Tinder she got her age set to 21?
It's true. You're right.
If she ain't looking for 21s, she'd change the setting.
Maybe he looks too young.
To be fair, it was a year ago. So maybe she had it on 21. And now that he's 21, he now fits into the age range. Oh, maybe we need to get this on Fellas Mysteries.
The curious case of
the Norwegian MILF.
Yeah. The Norwegian MILF.
Anyways, what would you say? Would you?
All right, I'll crack on, lad. You're 21. On. Just live your life. I honestly have no regrets. Just go live your life, man.
Get sucking on the areolas.
The areolas?
What? Do you know what they're called?
The nipples.
No, it's Ariana Grande.
What?
What?
Anyways, next one. Hi, I'm looking for
the
some
areolas,
advice.
Areolas, isn't it?
It's the areola.
Yeah, the areolas.
Yeah,
I'm looking for some advice to do with my ex.
Ooh.
I was looking past you, Theo, not at you. Don't worry. We broke up about a year ago and have recently... Oh, sorry. We broke up about a year ago and have been on and off ever since. Recently, we've been getting closer, but the other night she told me she's been seriously talking to one of my mates.
Oh, mate. Shit, he's in
even
hell.
Though me and her have been talking quite a lot, I have feelings for her, but I don't know if I should reveal them to her. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, he's in hell. He's in hell.
He is in actual
Why
hell.
Why do you continue to talk to after ex. You've broken up? Because I still love her. No,
the classic.
You cut it.
Yeah,
trust me.
Yeah,
you need to
sever those ties.
If he stopped talking, he could have potentially found someone else, maybe his soulmate. Instead, he's still hung up on her,
on a toxic one.
Yeah, and she doesn't like him. She's been chatting to his mate.
Yeah,
that's Pete from his mate.
Yeah, that's Pete from his mate and her.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's in a big pickle right now, and he doesn't deserve this. He deserves something better.
He does. You're absolutely.
He needs to.
There,
he needs to grow up.
Yep.
Grow up. And just leave it. No, seriously, he's got a sacker. He's better than that. He's better than that. And his mate is better than that. His mate should say sorry.
All right. Well, that's the news there from Theo, right?
Philosophical we'll take... from you there, brother.
Okay, here we go. We have got...
Mind of a Stoic.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, here we go. We have
Why
got...
do you keep putting shit in your mouth, Theo?
Yeah, you're really...
On What's
some
going
mad
on?
Shit, man.
You want to put some else in there?
What?
Wait, what?
Me and Chip had some good times, you know.
Whoa.
Wait,
dog.
What do you mean by that? Talk to me about the good times.
It's just like...
Oh, baby, the
last
good
summer,
times, bro.
Every day.
Remember when we were hitting gym and shit? Me and you hitting gym. We were getting jacked,
I
bro.
Got... I actually... You know what? I actually got pretty wham last
yeah,
summer.
You did.
I genuinely
yeah,
did.
Did.
I got wham-alicious.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then I
did.
Hurt my shoulder.
I remember we used to go out on the balcony and take pictures of you in England kits and shit.
We'd... Mate, every day we'd go out on the balcony and just drink cider in the evening.
Got on to balcony.
We drink cider.
On to balcony.
Yeah, we were drinking cider. That was good lockdown. We were getting bevved in like lockdown.
We were getting beveragini by ourselves in lockdown. Yeah, it was good times. Good times. Mm-hmm. What were you doing in lockdown, Cal?
I was having a wank.
You know what? I actually wank less.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't really have the time.
Nothing to wank over these days. So fucking dusty now. Lisa Ann is dusted.
Lisa
Ann is dusted, he said.
And have you started Sex Life?
Nah, but I've seen it. I've seen it playing.
Talk to
like,
us, explain
someone
it.
Was watching it mine in there.
Yeah, someone was watching
Theo,
it.
Theo, you said this
the other day.
Got a message watching.
Oh, Theo actually said to me about Sex Life.
Wait, right. Did I get you on it?
Huh? No. She
Theo
was
told
it.
Me, right? Listen to this. Theo told me about this Sex Life, right? And he said that it is, I went to him, what is it, any good? He's like, yeah, mate, honestly, what you want to do is you want to bring a girl around and just have her watch it with you. And I said, Theo, it's called Sex Life. And he's like, yeah, but there's loads of sex in it. And I'm there like, why would you want a girl to come around and watch that with you?
This is one of them Calvary's cock blocking stories, man.
Wait, what am I cock blocking except for the fact that that's exactly what you said?
It makes me sound like a weirdo when I never said that.
No, but he's thinking it gets the waters flowing, brother.
What, so is that what you're thinking? You're there like, oh, maybe we could do that.
Get shit.
No, is that what you're trying to say?
It's actually got a really good storyline behind it. It's actually quite deep.
What's it about?
So it's about this couple.
Yeah.
And she, and like, they're just a couple, been married, got two kids, maybe a bit boring, but she's like, she loves the sex, loves it. And she's still a little bit hungover from her ex from 8 years ago, who was like the ultimate sex god.
Really? And well, he was the ultimate porker.
Yeah. And she starts writing a journal because she's so obsessed. And then her husband finds the journal and starts reading up about it. And like,
wait. So this chick, it has got a husband,
and
she's still writing and fantasizing about porking her ex.
Yeah, man.
By God.
And as a I'll put this one to you because I won't reveal what happens in it.
Okay.
As the husband in this scenario, you read it. Are you finishing, or are you taking the advice, using it as like a journal and nailing?
No, it's finished. It's done. It's finished.
Yeah, because
bro,
she's like,
literally there, like, I miss being porked by my ex.
She can keep that in her mind.
Or is it not like a manual on what to do to her?
No, I don't give a shit. If I ain't hitting it right, when I'm your husband, she should have already told you how to have
communication.
The best sex with you.
She should have communicated.
Right? And she hasn't said that. Instead, she's gone and wrote in a little journal about how to be fucking piped properly. Right? In that case, no. That's a
red card. But I would still ask for a photocopy. Take them tips with you, bro. For the next one.
Yeah, true, actually.
Yeah, 100%, bro. Yeah.
Take a picture on the phone and
say,
maybe
you should watch
finished.
The show and find out what happens.
What would you do, Theo?
I'm gone.
You're leaving.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
So you tried to bark with Cal saying, but what about this?
Yeah,
isn't
no,
it?
Like realistically, it's done out. Like, if you read those messages, it's done out. Yeah.
Nuts. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, but
wait, is the girl still messaging her ex-boyfriend or no?
I don't want to ruin the show.
Oh, okay, I won't.
I don't want to ruin the show. It's actually a quite good show.
Okay, me and Trevor are going to go watch it then. Chip's
already watching it.
Are you actually watching it?
No.
You said your mate was watching it.
I've still got to watch it. Too hot to handle.
Oh, don't watch it.
No, you got to watch it,
Kyle's
man.
I'm watching
Love Island, not Too Hot to Handle.
You watch both of them. They're both trash. I'm about to have three trash shows on at once.
Oh, I'm actually quite enjoying Love Island.
Bro, you need to watch Single Wives. It's fucking ass.
Single Wives? How's that work?
It's so fucking shit. I don't know.
What is it?
It's just
reality or not?
It's just like, it's just some bollocks. That's all I can say.
Have you watched the estate agent one in LA?
Yeah,
Selling Sunset. Oh, it's so crap, but I watched every episode.
I like that one because I bet you fancy
all the girls there.
All of them.
I can tell that you do.
Nah, some of them were so jarring.
Really?
I can't, when someone's jarring.
I think they're all jarring.
Yeah, but.
And they're all really sneaky. Yeah, but
on Love Island, who do you fancy?
None of them.
Nah, neither do I.
Oh, Theo, go on, who do you fancy? They're all do my fucking Sweden.
They are a lot jarring.
But I think I know which one you would like.
All right, take a guess.
I would say you like Lucinda.
No.
Really? I thought she was the one that everyone
likes.
No, she has pang, but like, bit jarring.
Like, okay, so who are you
going with? No, the one that I feel like would actually give me banter is Chloe.
Do you reckon you get on with her?
No, she'd literally kill me.
What do you mean she'd kill me?
But I quite enjoy that.
Yeah, because you like being the cuck.
I hope she watches this.
No, she's going out of Toby, I think, at the moment. Well, this comes
out.
Hashtag
Toby.
Yeah, this is coming out in like 3 weeks. I've never met him.
You've never met him, but you.
She's the one that's got the most banter in a group, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you can't have someone without banter.
No, for sure, bro.
No,
you need the banter to hit well. You need the banter to hit well.
Well, Theo, I think that wraps up our fucking time with Theo, man. Do you want to talk to this guy anymore?
I want to get home, man. I want to get home and play a new F1 game.
I thought you were going gym.
I've got a spa booked tonight.
With
and
me?
I've got a cinema booked. But
are you taking a piss? What happened to our... We were meant to go to a cinema, man. Are you sacking me off with your mate?
Relax. It's a cinema in my tower.
Yeah, but what are you
what are you watching?
Don't know. Sex Life. Whatever you want. Netflix. Yeah. Okay. So it's like a private cinema.
We all need to go and watch Fast and Furious 9 together.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go tonight. Yeah. Let's go tonight.
No. For reasons.
No, we can't. You can't go tonight.
Yeah. But maybe in a week's time we could all go.
Yeah. Let's go next week. How about that?
The week after, maybe.
Yeah, week after that. Yeah. Fuck me, it might not be in cinemas by then. We'll be watching on Amazon Prime.
All right, well,
for family.
My family.
Thank you guys very much for watching. I do appreciate you guys have been absolutely fantastic. And Theo, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. You always seem to just fucking piss us off, doesn't it?
Yeah, man.
I know for one hell of a fact that
it's the most American
I am the best person you could have asked for any podcast ever.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Thank you guys very much. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you guys in a bit. Laters.